理课堂听 class.com
Unit 9 Business Representation Basic Expressions I would like to discuss with you the problem of agency for your electric fans.
I wonder whether your firm is represented in our country.
We should be glad if you would consider our application to act as agents for the sales of your products in our country.
We are pleased to offer you a sole agency for the sale of our products in your country.
We are pleased that you are prepared to appoint us as your sole agent for your products.
We're favorably impressed by your proposal for a sole distributor.
Thank you for offering us the agency for your products and appreciate the confidence you have placed in us.
If you give us the agency, we should spare no efforts to further your interests.
As your agents, we'll make greater efforts to push the sale of your products.
We appreciate your efforts in pushing the sale of our electric fans.
I'm afraid we can't agree to appoint you as our sole agent because the annual turnover you promised is too low.
We will increase our turnover if you appoint us as your sole agent.
We'd like to sign a sole agency agreement with you on your electric fans for a period of 3 years.
As our sole distributor, you are not expected to handle the sale of similar products of other origins.
I think you know already that I want to discuss the representation for your alarm clocks.
We usually get a 10% commission of the amount on every deal.
According to your estimate, what is the maximum annual turnover you could fulfill? Conversations. Dialogue 1. First of all, I would like to thank you for your kind invitation to visit your beautiful country. I hope my visit will help to promote a friendly relationship between us.
We've been looking forward to your visit. It's a great pleasure for us to have you as our guest. It's always more convenient to discuss things face to face.
I would like to tell you that my clients are very satisfied with the last delivery of your slippers. The styles and colors are very much to the taste of our market.
We've received some similar comments from other Australian firms too.
I understand you are selling the same products to some other Australian importers. This tends to complicate my business. As you know, I am experienced in the business of slippers and enjoy a good business relationship with all the leading wholesalers and retailers in that line. I have a mind to expand this business in the years to come. One of the reasons of my visit here is to sign a sole agency agreement with you on these items for a period of 3 years. As it is to our mutual interests and profit, I am sure you'll have no objection to it.
We appreciate your good intention and your effort in pushing the sale of our slippers. As you know, the demand for this item in your market is quite substantial. However, according to our records, the total amount of your order last year was moderate, which does not warrant an agency appointment. Unless you increase the turnover, we can hardly appoint you our sole agent.
I'll come to that. My proposal is plastic slippers of all sizes, 50,000 pairs annually, within the area of the whole Australian market. We expect a 5% commission, of course.
As far as I remember, we sold about 40,000 pairs last year to you alone. Don't you think this annual turnover is rather conservative for a sole agent?
Well, I admit I always do business on the safe side. Could you let me have your proposal then?
Let's put it this way. I propose a sole agency agreement for ladies and gents' plastic slippers, excluding children's, for a duration of 3 years. 60,000 pairs to be sold in the first year, 70,000 pairs in the second year, and 80,000 pairs in the third year. The area is to be within the continent of Australia, excluding any neighboring island. Commission, 5%.
You certainly drive a hard bargain, Mrs. Brown.
On the contrary, Mr. London, we value your friendship more than anything else. We both understand our slippers are very popular in your market on account of their superior quality and competitive price. And with the sole agency in your hand, there will be no competition and you could easily control the market, which would naturally result in bigger sales. I'm sure you can fulfill the agreement without much difficulty.
Well, if you put it this way, I'll have to comply. When shall we sign the contract, Mrs. Brown?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon will be fine. Dialogue 2. I think you know already that I want to discuss the representation for your alarm clocks.
Yes, Mr. Bergerson. You mentioned that in your letter. To tell you the truth, your proposal surprised us.
Is that so? Anyhow, I want to go over the details with you in person, so you can give my suggestion thorough consideration. Our firm specializes in this line of business. We have 6 sales representatives who are on the road all the time, covering the whole of the European market.
Do you sell direct to shops?
Yes. We specialize in handling clocks and watches of all sorts. We have well-established channels of distribution, and we canvass the retailers direct without any middleman.
Do you keep a stock of these things?
In some cases, such as the wristwatches, which always have a steady market, we keep a stock in London and act as distributors as well as agents. Generally, however, we pass on the orders of our clients to the manufacturers for supply. We are paid for our service, of course.
That is, your commission.
Yes, our commission is very reasonable. We usually get a 10% commission of the amount on every deal.
Our agents in other areas usually get a 3 to 5% commission.
The European market is not familiar with your products. You have competitors from Japan and other continental countries. At the beginning of our campaign, there is sales resistance to overcome. We must send out salesmen to do a lot of traveling and spend a considerable amount of money on advertising in newspapers and TV programs. A 10% commission will not leave us much.
According to your estimate, what is the maximum annual turnover you can fulfill? In round figures, of course.
We will always do our utmost to enlarge the business, as our remuneration increases with the turnover, but we will not guarantee anything, at least not to begin with.
We appreciate very much your intention to push the sale of our products, but our suggestion to you, Mr. Bergerson, as a preliminary step, is to do a little research into the market.
Do you mean to say you refuse us the agency?
Mr. Bergerson, you leave us no alternative. We cannot give you an exclusive agency of the whole European market without having the slightest idea of your possible annual marketing turnover. Besides, our price is worked out according to the costing. A 10% commission means an increase in our price. We must have the reaction of the buyers in this respect.
Oh, that's just too bad. I intended to make great efforts in selling your products.
Well, we can still carry on our business relationship without the agreement. To start the ball rolling, we will provide you with price lists, catalogs, and some samples. Only when you have a thorough knowledge of the marketing possibilities of our products can we then discuss further details.
Ah, Mrs. Miller, but in this case, am I covered?
Oh, yes. We will give you a 5% commission on every transaction.
All right, but I'll be back again for the autumn fair. And then I hope we can see eye to eye about our commission and the terms of the agency.
Very good. We will discuss the matter again at the next fair.
Dialogue 3. I'm pleased to meet you again, Mrs. King.
Pleased to see you too, Mr. Brown.
You've had a good trip, I hope.
Yes, a very pleasant journey, thank you.
It's been a full 2 years since we last saw each other.
So it is. I've come again to renew our sole agency agreement for another 2 years.
We shall be pleased to talk the matter over with you. You've done very well in fulfilling the agreement.
I'm glad you're satisfied with our work. I can assure you we spared no effort and spent quite a sum of money in pushing the sales of your products.
Yes, we appreciate your efforts in pushing the sales of our pianos. We can see you are experienced in this particular line.
Thank you.
But I think the annual sale of 300 pianos for sole distributorship in Canada is rather conservative. After all, you sold around 400 pieces there last year. You can sell more this year according to the marketing conditions at your end.
That is the result of our hard work. Well, what annual quantity would you suggest for the new agreement, then?
500 pieces.
No. That's too big a number to be acceptable. Let's put it at 450 pieces. And we'll strive to sell more, of course. We wish to add another clause. For every 50 pieces sold in excess of the quota, we'll get 1% more in commission for our efforts.
All right. Let's fix it at 450 pieces, then. And for every additional 50 pianos sold, we'll give you 1% higher commission.
I suppose all the other terms remain unchanged.
We would like to make a specific mention of one more point. As our sole distributor, you will neither handle the same or similar products of other origins, nor re-export our goods to any other area outside your own.
No, certainly not. That's a reasonable restriction.
Another thing is that every 6 months, we would like to receive from you a detailed report on current market conditions and the user's comments on our products.
Yes, we've already prepared one. I brought it with me. I'll put it forward when we talk with the manufacturers tomorrow.
Good. That's all then.
Good.
Substitution drills. 1. You could be doing better if you develop some kind of sales network there.
We're thinking of finding a way to reach all our potential customers.
You could be doing better if you develop some kind of sales network there.
We're thinking of finding a way to penetrate that new market.
You could be doing better if you develop some kind of sales network there.
We're thinking of finding a way to break into the European market. 2. How long have you been in this business?
For nearly 10 years. We have very good connections with wholesalers, chain stores, and distributors.
How long have you been in this business?
For almost 20 years. We're well connected with firms in this field.
How long have you been in this business?
We're going to celebrate the firm's 30th anniversary this November. 3. We bought a lot from you last year, amounting to as much as $500,000.
We're quite satisfied with the way things are going now.
We bought a lot from you last year, amounting to as much as $500,000.
We're quite pleased with what you have done to expand the market.
We bought a lot from you last year, amounting to as much as $500,000.
We appreciate the efforts you've made in helping our products. 4. If you appoint us as your agent, the turnover will be 3 times what it is today.
We'd like to know more about your proposal before giving an opinion.
If you appoint us as your agent, we can work up a big demand for your products at our end.
We won't consider the question of agency for the time being.
If you appoint us as your agent, we can sort out the license and the regulations for you.
I'm sorry, I don't think it's the right time for this matter. 5. We wish to have an agent to push our products in Australia. Would you like to accept this appointment?
We should be very pleased to represent you if the terms and conditions are right.
We'd like to appoint a general agent to handle our products in Britain. Are you interested in it?
We would be interested in acting as your general agent there.
We need an experienced representative for our products in France. Would you be interested?
I'm willing to handle your exports as an agent. 6. What's the annual order you can guarantee?
To be on the safe side, not less than $200,000 for a start.
What are the annual sales you can make for this product?
Around $500,000 to begin with. It's not a small figure, I should say.
What's the annual turnover you can do?
I'd rather start on a moderate scale, say 10,000 tons. 7. I needn't mention that the price you give us must be competitive.
Certainly. Terms for our agents are usually very favorable.
I needn't mention that your terms for us must be favorable.
Certainly. Terms for our agents are usually very favorable.
I needn't mention that the delivery date must be kept.
Certainly, terms for our agents are usually very favorable. 8. And the commission you expect?
10% on total sales.
What commission would you expect?
A minimum of 3% commission on the sale price.
What about the rate of commission you want to charge?
A commission of 5% on sales and a monthly sum of $5,000 for expenses. 9. May we have a subsidy for sales promotion?
I'm afraid we can't pay for your sales promotion.
May we have an allowance for advertising?
That should be part of your overheads and be taken from your commission.
May we have a reasonable amount from you for publicity?
Yes, but merely at the initial stage to help you push the sale. 10. In the long run, your market will never grow, not until you have an agent.
I see your point. Thank you for your advice. We'll consider your proposal.
In the long run, your market will never grow, not until you have an agent.
We may take up the matter again when we come to know each other better.
In the long run, your market will never grow, not until you have an agent.
We think it would be better to consider the matter after you have done more business with us.